Toosie sliding through the morning. Ken, Colleen, and Kirk on Star 102.5.
So we saw this discussion come up on Twitter, and we thought we'd bring it on the show, have some fun with it, but ask you, all right, if you had to get married where you met, where would it be? You got a good story? Share it with us at 280-1025. And now Brooke in Fort Dodge. All right, Brooke.
So mine would be a typical Midwestern love story. We would get married at Casey's.
Of course you would. Yes, you would. Now were you working there? Was he working there? What was going on?
My husband was working at a Casey's near the apartments that I lived in. And I had gone in, and I was like, you know, he's pretty cute. I should leave my number for him. Mm-hmm. And a few days later, he texted me, and the rest is history.
Wow. How long has it been now?
Awesome.
We met in 2011. We got married in 2015, so we're about to celebrate 6 years married.
All right. Well, congratulations. And
thank
when you have your anniversary, do you have Casey's pizza?
No.
We've had too much.
Now, this is not possible.
He was let go from Casey's for the most absurd reason, so we don't even go to Casey's for gas anymore. Quickstar is our place now. So we might get something from Quickstar because they have some pretty good treats.
Okay,
there.
All right. Got it.
And just to show up. Yeah, okay.
Yes. Thank you. Of course.
Thank you, Brooke. You have a good day. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye bye. And now Denise and Manning. All right, Denise, where would you get married?
It would be the State Fair in Arkansas.
State Fair in Arkansas.
Well, that sounds fun.
Were you living there at the time?
No. Well, I was because I went back to work at the State Fair. Mm-hmm. And I knew his friend, and he kept eyeballing me. And I was like, hey, I want to go out with your friend because he keeps eyeballing me. Mm-hmm. So we did. And then, like, he never left. We got married a month later and have been married 27 years.
That's funny.
And my mom hated it. She was like, oh my God, you don't even know him. And called my big brother to try to stop us from getting married.
Wow. This is a real Arkansas story.
This really is.
I mean, it has it all.
Right?
You had me at eyeballing.
I love it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Denise. You have a great day. Sharon in Waukee now. All right, Sharon, where would it be?
Well, it wouldn't be my ideal place, but it would actually be the Recycling Redemption Center at the Walmart in Windsor Heights.
So you're just shoving cans into the machines and you start talking to him? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Huh. We both had big parties, and so, you know, we're trading in our cans, and we just start up the conversation, and next thing you know, married.
Well, you know, I was singing because, the tradition of how flowers became a thing at the wedding goes way back to when people didn't shower and they smelled.
Right.
So
really?
There you go. That would actually help.
Yep.
That would come in handy there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think we'll just have to keep giving each other cans every year for our anniversary.
Plus, you could keep some of them for the trail behind the car as you're leaving the ceremony.
And then on the honeymoon, trade them in.
It's very multi-purpose.
I think so. I think we could do this. We could plan this one, too. I like it. All right, Sharon. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
1,000% less expensive than all your streaming services.
They crack me up every morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.